Greg Bischel is the Chief Executive of Queensland Sugar Limited, or QSL. You've heard that acronym quite a few times already this afternoon. Mr. Bischel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Craig.
This move from MSF, where does it leave QSL?
We're focused on grower choice, and we think that's the solution to the current impasse between growers and millers. Minister McVeigh, I know he was on your program on Tuesday speaking about that, and he's asked the industry to come together and talk about grower choice and for millers to give growers a choice about how their sugar's marketed. So that's the solution that we see to this issue.
So the way you see it at the moment, MSF Sugar, they've sent out a statement today. They won't be supplying a raw sugar supply agreement to QSL for beyond the 2016 season. Does that mean that you will see any sugar from MSF? Do you know at this stage?
Well, that's up in the air at this point. They're saying they're not prepared to continue on with the arrangements as they are, and we're saying that we see the arrangements need to change and growers need to be given a choice by their milling companies. I hope MSF will recognise that. I just heard you chat with Joey Morano where he says his rights haven't been respected is how I'd summarise that discussion you just had, and I think that's a pretty common view in the growing sector. So I see that grower choice is the obvious solution here. It makes things more competitive, probably makes us all better.
But in saying that, with Wilmar leaving the pool, MSF doing so as well, it doesn't leave much sugar with QSL the way things currently stand. Have any millers actually guaranteed supply to QSL beyond 2016?
Well, Mackay Sugar's the one who's publicly announced that they're with the system beyond 2016. Everyone else is considering their position, and there's quite a discussion going on that at very early stages about grower choice. We're disappointed that MSF has decided to leave the system before that discussion's even started.
And does that weaken your argument for growers to stay with QSL if more and more millers pull out?
Well, I think that's a question for the growing sector, and I'd encourage you to ask them. I think you got a pretty clear answer from Joe Morano just a minute ago about that.
And Mr. Bischel, what about some of the other millers? You mentioned Mackay Sugar. Tally, have they signed a raw sugar supply agreement for 2017?
Well, the situation now, Craig, is that everyone gets 10 days more to consider their position. We have 10 business days extension on their normal 30 June declaration to QSL about whether they're going to be extending or not. And we'll be talking to those remaining milling companies about what it means that MSF has given a notice today and discussing what their positions are. So it's really too early to comment about that.
A couple of key questions for you, Greg Bischel. You said less than 1 month ago that QSL with 1.5 million tonnes would remain a value proposition for growers. Obviously, MSF weren't convinced by that. Why should growers believe you?
I think they already do. I think we don't have to convince growers any further. We've got all our results on the board for people to look and judge us by, and the growers can see that and make their own judgment about that. But I'm hearing very strongly from the growing sector that they like the QSL value proposition. Some want a choice between QSL and their local mill marketing the sugar, and we're quite happy for an arrangement such as that to exist in the industry in 2017.
We heard from Mike Barry before, and MSF says that you could not give assurances on the cost of administering the sugar pool. It says costs will double for those remaining in the pool beyond 2016. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. The structure of the pooling system in 2017 is unclear now, so
very
we don't
unclear.
Exactly know what the costs are going to be. But what we did say to MSF is under a 1.5 million tonne model, which is what the model would have been in a very worst case if they didn't make this announcement today, our costs would be less than what they are today. So a doubling of cost doesn't make sense. The cost to use QSL would have been less. I think they're calling out a specific part of the fixed costs in QSL doubling, which naturally might happen with a smaller volume. But I think that's a misrepresentation. And I want to be very clear that our proposition to the 1.5 million tonne minimum had a cost structure that was lower than the cost structure today.
But it's unlikely to be that 1.5 million tonne minimum now that MSF are pulling out.
We don't know what it's going to be. Under a grower choice model, we would expect that we would get most of the grower volume. I think you've heard pretty clearly from the growing sector that they support QSL. The grower volume is two-thirds of the economic interest in the sugar. That's at least 2 million tonnes. Then we have the key support of some other milling companies, and Mackay Sugar have already publicly called that out. So this 2017 season model for QSL, we were contemplating something with 1.5 million tonnes as an absolute minimum that we could have guaranteed now if MSF would have rolled over. Now it is more up in the air, but I can tell you that the growers' economic interest represents 2 million tonnes. And we do have some key support from the milling sector that represents a significant tonnage on top of that.
But still not the supply agreements to back that up at this stage for 2017 and beyond. Greg Bischel, appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig.
The Chief Executive of Queensland Sugar Limited.